In order to play with this record...
Wait, is this me?
Tune your bass to ours.
Look out.
Are we about to go live? Wait, is this happening? Okay, here we go.
You are now listening to DJ EJ.
Okay, that's definitely me. Good morning, and happy Wednesday. It is great to have you back on such a beautiful Wednesday morning. By now, you must have seen just how gorgeous it is outside. It looks like the sun is just blushing in the sky. I'm absolutely loving this. And it definitely seems like the perfect day to just keep really great music going at a moment's notice, not to mention some really great information as well. Welcome back. I'm your host, DJ EJ, better known as Navy Petty Officer Eloise Johnson, and the best part of your Wednesday morning just got started with the Morning Buzz. Okay, so with it being Wednesday, as always, we've got a very special guest in the studio. Please help me welcome Mr. Urban with Credo. Mr. Urban, how are you?
Hey, good morning. It's good to be here.
It is fantastic to be here. So I know we were talking during the break. We are getting into an amazing conversation today. So can you tell us a little bit about what it is we're going to be discussing today?
Well, looking at the world, there's so many things that are going on and it can be rather depressing. I thought, well, let's, and you talked about the sunshine outside.
Yeah.
Might as well talk about something that's hopefully uplifting, about some happiness.
Exactly. So. And I'm loving that too, that we're talking about happiness, because I'm here for it every day of the week. So you don't want to miss out on that. For those of you that are looking for a little bit of extra happy, I think you managed to find it. So make sure you continue to keep it here, because we'll keep the conversation going with Mr. Urban from Credo, what it means to be happy, even when everything is kind of going on all at once, right? So definitely don't want to miss out on that conversation. You are listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, and in case you forgot, that is the station serving you on one gloriously beautiful Wednesday morning, America's best. Ooh, there's an all-time favorite. I love that one. That was DJ Easy Rock and Rob Bass with It Takes Two. Loving that. It's DJ EJ here with the Morning Buzz. We've got Mr. Urban with Credo in the building. Hello again. Great to have you as always. And so we were actually talking before the break about, we're going to be discussing about happiness. And we were talking a little bit about what that looks like, what that feels like. Of course, it's subjective to every individual. It's a little different. Yes. But I think it's time we start talking about some pretty happy stuff. So let's get into it. Let's talk a little bit about what it means to be happy.
That's good. Well, last month was my birthday, and somebody's having a birthday out there today, so happy birthday,
happy
whoever
birthday.
You are. You
know? Right.
For my birthday, my wife had one of our neighbors make me a cake.
Yeah.
And she came in, and my wife was squiggling around and everything during dinner. I was trying to figure out what was going on. And when we were almost finished, the doorbell rang, and she brought it in. I thought, oh, yeah, you know, nice surprise to help fatten me up a little bit. But as I got thinking about it, when you have a cake, you have to mix all the ingredients together.
Right.
You don't just eat the butter or just, you eat the eggs by themselves after you cook them, but you don't eat just the sugar. You mix it all together, and then you have a nice, yummy thing. Yeah. Well, some of these things in our life sometimes can be like that we get this and that, and we say, ugh, not so great. But when you start combining it all together and look at the big picture, you can be able to step back and be able to say, you know, that's not so bad. I've actually learned something from there. I'm actually growing from that. I can see some joy through this situation. It's not always easy, but keep the eyes open, and happy birthday whoever's out there with your birthday.
Yeah, I love that one. So when we were talking during the break, we were saying, you were saying, okay, you know what? We're going to introduce cake as the illustration. So I will say, even as a kid growing up, right, I always equated cake with happiness anyway. So it just kind of came very naturally that I'm like, if we're talking about sweets, we're talking about happiness. Because it was one of those things where even, you know, growing up, you had dinner and your reward for cleaning your plate was, okay, once you finish your meal, you can have dessert.
Yes.
And at that point, I was like, okay, I can't let anything get between me and that dessert, because that was my equivalent of happiness. And as I got older, I realized some things just don't change. So that was one of the things for me.
No dessert till the plate is clean.
That's it. Yeah. And now as an adult, I'm like, now I could actually have dessert before dinner if I really wanted to. Like I could usher in all that happiness before I have dinner. So, but no, it's a good thing we're talking about it, because I do look at those different elements and I say to myself, how is it that someone thought enough to bring all of these elements together and they align so beautifully
to try that in the first place?
That's it. And so they took a chance in doing so, and as a result wound up coming out with a beautiful end result.
Yes.
And so when I think about what it means to truly be happy, I think, what is it going to take for me to align whatever resources I have within my power so that I can achieve that same level of happiness?
Keep your fork in your hand.
I like that.
The best is always coming.
Right. So just always be prepared. It's just always being ready. I think I like the sound of that. For those of you you that are listening in, sometimes it can be a little bit difficult, especially when we're dealing with so many hardships and so many responsibilities in this life, but you have to determine what that means for you. And I think for some people, it's really just a matter of kind of stepping out of their own way and maybe even getting out of their comfort zone. That could be a little inconvenient, right?
Very
uncomfortable.
Yes.
And it can, especially for those of us that are not as used to it, but maybe doing something that kind of makes you happy or, I don't know, channel something very different within you, because you never really know what that looks like until you actually are in that position, which I'm actually glad we're talking about this. This is very timely. So make sure you continue to keep it here, because we're going to do is we're going to keep the conversation going. We're talking about happiness, what it means to achieve that level of happiness, and then just kind of aligning all of those resources so that you know what that looks like and feels like for you. So make sure you continue to stay tuned. Here is DNCE with Cake by the Ocean, because I couldn't imagine any of the song to go to other than this. You're listening to 105.9. That was the Jonas Brothers with No Time to Talk. I don't know about that. I think we're talking pretty well. We're talking a great deal about what it means to achieve a certain level of happiness, whatever that means to you. It's DJ EJ here. We've got Mr. Urban with Credo, who's in the building this morning. And so I just want to get right into it. I know we were talking during the break about what that looks like to achieve that level of happiness. Now, again, kind of putting out that disclaimer, it is a little bit different depending on the person. So just like when we look at success, for example, success to you could be very, very different than what success means to me. And so happiness is really no different. But I would like to get to something of like a foundation of what that looks like. Like, how do people accomplish what they consider to be their level of happiness? So let's talk a little bit about what that looks like.
I got three different things for you. And we'll start with the first one. It's having something to do. You know, you look at the U.S., unemployment is at like 4.5% right now. Hmm. And so maybe you get up on Monday mornings, it's Monday morning, and you have a job that you don't like. Guess what? You have a job.
There you go. You got a job.
You've got a reason to get up. You got a reason to get going. So.
That's a good point. That is a really, really good point. And when it comes to matters like this, when we talk about that level of unemployment and what that seems like, sometimes even I have to find myself saying, oh man, I've got to drag myself and I got to go in this morning. I really don't feel like getting up uber early. This morning I woke up, my alarm went off, and I was like, you have got to be kidding me. This could not be happening. And I said, you know what? It's okay. You're going to get up. You're going to get into the swing of things and you're going to have a great day. And it usually winds up working out like that. You know, maybe not every day. I don't really stick the landing every day, but there are times in which I'm like, okay, it wasn't really worth it to complain about it because you do have a job. And I remember the days when I did not. And I'm like, how did you manage to accrue bills without a job? Like, I don't know how I managed to do that. And yet it's still something to be very grateful for. So my takeaway from that is really to be really grateful, because you could be in a position where you have all of these added expenses and these financial responsibilities, and you may not have the income to be able to support that.
There's a growing population of college grads that are becoming dropouts. Mm-hmm. They get that nice degree, they spend all that money on it, and they can't get that high-paying job that they want. So rather than doing something, they just say, okay, whatever, versus go to McDonald's or wherever. Go someplace and get a job, get some money coming in, pay those school bills, and at least you're moving forward. A body at rest has a tendency to remain at rest.
Yeah.
And then you're just going to get more and more round and more and more lazy and more unhealthy.
And that could happen as well. I remember when I was going through college, it was one of those things. You grew up and it was like a blueprint that our parents laid out for us. And it was like, you're going to go to school, you're going to be off to college, you're going to get your degree, and then you're going to go into your field of study. And then I came of age and then I was in college, and I would joke with my dad and I'm like, Dad, you spent all that money for me to get a degree just so I can land the job that I would have gotten straight out of high school, which was really in the moment. It seemed, a little detrimental, but I had to also learn that there were experiences I don't think I would have ever learned had I not gone through it.
That's
and
true.
Even now, I'm actually looking at returning to school, but now I have more of a better idea in terms of what the workforce looks like and what I'm willing to work for. And so now things have kind of shifted. The perspective has definitely changed since I graduated college. And so I was actually very grateful that that was the experience I had then and now. So it really, I don't know. There's just something about that shift in perspective. You begin to see things in a whole new light. And as you're acquiring those experiences, it really starts to kind of form really who you are.
Yeah.
And so
what do you really want to do?
I
joined the military right out of high school, and I gave up on my scholarship. And looking back, I'm so glad, because I would have taken a whole different degree than what I took. And my son's got his college degree, but he's not using it at all. But he met his wife while he was going through college. So
everything happens for a reason. Yeah. I like that. That's good. No, that's really good. And so shout out to him, because I think that's pretty pretty phenomenal. Anything can happen. Everything can happen. And one of the things I think I enjoy about college the most is that it really does set you up for life.
It does.
So it's not just about the academics. There are people that are firm believers in the fact that you do not need to be a college graduate to be successful. And so, you know, depending on where you fall, again, entirely up to you, what success looks like is very different for one person to the next. And it's really no different when it comes to happiness.
Studying something, though.
Yeah. Or just developing yourself in some way or another. And whatever that looks like to you. Like, I've been through vocational schooling as well.
Yes.
And so, again, it's not for everybody. The classroom isn't really set for everybody. And there are just some people, they have a way of leading, and they don't even need to do that. And so I commend them as well, because there is just a level of intelligence that comes by way of whether you choose to go that route or you choose to go by way of life.
But never stop learning.
Yes.
Even after you get every degree that's out there.
Correct.
There's still stuff to learn.
And it really is. It really is. So in addition to that, so we talk about like things that can be done and maybe just exploring some new things as well. I think we were talking about during the break too.
Some hobbies.
Yes. So I was reading something about neuroplasticity, which I found to be very enlightening. And so it's almost like you are reprogramming your mind by exposing yourself to different experiences. And so then it's like everything that you've learned, right? It's not just like set in stone, but it's actually very fluid.
Wow.
And so essentially these experiences that you expose yourself to can actually help kind of redevelop the mind. So no matter how old you are, right, you can always begin again. It's really up to you. Like, how much are you willing to open yourself to new experiences so that you can rewire, redevelop the brain and take on some pretty cool perspectives, I think. So again, another shift in perspective, but it's something I just started kind of reading about, and I was like, wow, that's pretty enlightening.
I know my mom always wanted to do like logic puzzles and things like that stretch your mind, and she always said, oh, that helps keep dementia away.
Mm.
And well, she's passed away now, but she did not pass away with dementia, so I mean, maybe it worked.
Maybe it did. All great information. I'm very glad we're talking about this today, because this is just one of those things that I love to be able to kind of discuss in detail, and I don't know, I always love learning about like whether it's like self-improvement or opportunities to get better or to be able to develop yourself as a leader. And of course, I love the self-help books too. I'm always, when it comes to like in the bookstore or I'm just shopping around online, I'm like, that's definitely for me. Definitely for me. So loving every bit of that. So we're going to continue to keep the music going. Very inspirational conversation that we're having today. What it takes to be happy, whatever that looks like to you, right? It's just really a matter of really pursuing that wholeheartedly, finding out what that something is and then going after it full speed, right? Make sure you continue to keep it here. There's so much to cover with Mr. Urban from Credo when we return.
Listen is all.
That was Andy Grammer with Keep Your Head Up. It's DJ EJ with the Morning Buzz here. We've got Mr. Lewis Urban from Credo in the building this morning. We've had some great conversation about what it means to maintain your happy, whatever that looks like for you. And so we were talking about the steps that are needed, regardless of what that looks like for you, in terms of how to achieve it. So the first one we were talking about was something to do. So I love, love, love that. And so now we're shifting gears. So what's the next step when we're talking about maintaining or achieving that level of happiness?
Someone to love, not to be lonely.
Yeah.
It's been shown that like one out of every four people in the world are lonely right now. And those are some sad numbers. And if somebody's at home or someplace by themselves lonely, encourage them to get out, meet some people. If not, it can have some huge impacts on you. It can have impacts on your heart disease, on stroke, on premature death even. It's been shown that isolation can stem from that.
Now, that is something that I think it's one of those things where I kind of knew it, but I didn't. So I didn't realize the impact that it actually has on people. But there's something to be said about being very isolated, and whether that is real or perceived, maybe a little bit of both. I know we were talking during the break about this is my first overseas assignment. And so as excited as I was, and I still am, I still love it. And as I'm kind of like pretty much on the last leg of my first overseas assignment, it's one of those things where like I'm a sociable person at heart. But when you put me in a completely different environment, I'm like, okay, now what am I supposed to do with this? And so I did what I do best, which is I'm like, okay, you know how to find your fun. So you head on over to MWR, right? You check out their tours. You see what they've got going on. There's Midtown 2 Theaters right here. There's a whole gym right there. And so when I started kind of framing it in that space, I said, okay, there's a lot more that you could be doing. Not to mention, you are in Sicily. You could be traveling. And And so moving about, yes, meeting new faces, going and trying new restaurants, because I'm a huge foodie. So it's one of those things where it's like I had to make the effort. But even with just minimal effort that I made, it was almost like the universe was like, okay, I'm going to meet you halfway.
Opens up.
It does. It really does. So for those of you that are anything like me, if this is your first overseas assignment or you're just kind of, you know, very kind of recluse, you'd step outside the box, do something a little different.
Don't be the barracks rat.
That's... Get out of the barracks, right? Because we need you out of the barracks. And we need you fully engaged in all of these things. Another really great thing, too, and I'm just kind of putting that little shameful plug in, but not necessarily for any organization, is volunteering.
Yes.
And that is one of the biggest things for me that I found. It's a great way to meet people, like-minded people who are looking to give back to their community. And when I first got here, I didn't realize how big of a deal it was.
The impact it has on you.
Right. And then there were people who were, like, passionate about it. They were really, really excited. And there's just something about that energy. When you're near somebody like that, you're like, I gotta get some of that energy. And you go, and you go out and really into the city, and you make a difference. And that is so meaningful. And you get to meet people in the process, some really cool people in the process.
And I think that's the perspective on this love aspect. It's what can you give to somebody else, not what they can give to you.
Yeah.
Don't bring somebody into your life thinking that they're gonna meet your needs, because I can't meet all my own needs, and nobody else is gonna be able to do that either. So
good point.
It's to give out, not to be receiving per se.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you kind of almost start to see a very different side to yourself. What it looks like when you are giving of yourself. And believe me when I tell you, it happens every time. I've lived long enough to know this. It always comes back to you tenfold.
Yes.
You could try to fight it off with a stick if you tried, but it really does come back to you tenfold. And so it is a great opportunity for people to really get out into their community, get involved, and then just find some really fun recreational things to do. And next thing you know, you have all of these people that you're connecting with, or it's a great opportunity to just get out and meet people. And have fun and enjoy, explore, because that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
It playing, really is.
Playing pickleball, racquetball, yeah, going for a walk. You
that's
know,
it.
These, like you say, the tours that are out there, the Conrail projects.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. So many different options that are out there.
It is. It really is. So there's just a little, and then you get to a point in which you're like, okay, now I'm overwhelmed. There's too much to do. There's a lot of people to hang out with. There's a
yes,
lot of things that's happening. And so I found myself in that position where I was like, who would have known? Little old you coming, stepping out of your space and almost getting uncomfortable, but finding that new source of happy and in that space. So I'm glad we're talking about this, because I think it's one of those things that some people just don't really discuss, right? Is when people feel lonely or they feel isolated, what is it that they can do? Where can they run and really kind of get that level of support? Not to mention, there are so many organizations represented on base that can also help in that regard as well. So if you're feeling a way, one of the things I love to say, in addition to exploring, is also really just kind of owning those feelings. Right? Owning the space that you're in. If that's how you feel, you ought to be able to sort that out in the process. So, you know, being able to speak with a chaplain, for example, is a great resource. And so being able to speak with someone confidentially about what you're going through and just knowing that you're not alone.
Yeah,
other people are going through the same thing as well.
Don't feed it. Don't just sit there in front of the TV and watching 2020 or
that's
60
it.
Minutes and
that
the
is
news.
It.
And
agreed.
You know.
Agreed upon. I'm glad we're talking about this. Sometimes I have a tendency to do that myself. So. You're definitely preaching to the choir. So for all of our listeners out there, if you're feeling in some way or another, you're feeling a little isolated, you're trying to figure out what does that happiness look like to me, feel free to take advantage of the steps that's being offered. It's something to do. It's someone to love. When we come back, we're going to talk about that third and final step, what it means to take that happiness to the next level. So I think it's just one of those things, you know, we really get into it, but we're going to find out exactly what it takes and what it means for you to be happy, because that's what's important, right? While we're here, we might as well dance and have a really great time in the process. Here is Michael Jackson's Rock With You here on 105.9. Not that you ever really needed a reason at all to incorporate Michael Jackson into the fold, but I just personally love that song. I think I was listening to it just a few short weeks ago. In my car, I was jamming out, and it was like a karaoke session, and I absolutely loved it.
People watching you dancing.
That's it. I'm just bopping around here in the studio, but it is absolutely amazing. Thank you so much for joining us. We've got Mr. Urban from Credo here in the studio with us this morning. We've been talking about what it means to achieve a level of happiness. So we've been talking about something to do, someone to love, and now there is the third and final step to achieving that level of happiness. I wonder, what is that final step?
Something to look forward to.
Oh.
You know, you get up and you say, oh, I'm going to work. Well, guess what? The end of the day is coming. You're going to be able to go home. You know, yes. You have to look forward
right.
to it. You know, invest in your health, invest mm-hmm. in relationships, invest in your finances, and have some of those goals. What's your 5-year plan, your 10-year plan, your 20-year plan? Where do you see yourself 20 years from now? And be able to say, I'm looking forward to that, but be patient too. Don't rush it too quick, because before you know it, you're going to be at the end of the race.
It is over. And which, you know, it's not always a bad thing. I think for me, we were actually talking about, again, during the break, we were talking about this as well, is even during that PCS season, you have that high level of anxiety of, okay, I've put in all this work, this time, I've dedicated myself entirely to this command, and now I'm having to shift things entirely. I've got to find a place to live, and I've got to, you know, I've got to get acquainted with a new team. And maybe even for those of you, especially that are advancing, is now having to kind of learn a brand new job. And then if you've got families as well, bringing them along for the ride, so much that is happening. And yet, it's still a very exciting time. And I'm like, I don't want to take away from that experience either, because it is a very fun and exciting time. So, but I'm loving that we're talking about this, especially for those of you that might feel a little overwhelmed with life, wherever life may find you at this point, because it is about what does it take to really make me happy? And even more so is also being able to invest in other people as well.
Yes.
So I'm so glad we're talking about this, because this has just been a phenomenal discussion. I'm absolutely in love with this. And so,
tomorrow's a new day.
It is. You know? It is. And it gives us something to look forward to, which I absolutely love. So I know we're kind of coming towards the end of the hour here, but I am so very curious if you have any parting words for any of our listeners out there that are probably right at the brink of saying, okay, I want to find that happy. I just don't really know exactly what it takes to get from where I am to where I need to be. So any parting words at all?
Well, I think reminisce the past. I mean, you think about stuff that's happened behind you, and you can cherish the good points. Remember the good points, not the negative points, but focus on those good events that happened in the past. Looking towards the future with the goals that you have, the vacation that's coming up, you know, making those plans. But live today. Don't neglect today, because today's going to be over before you know it. The years go by so fast. The day might go slow, but the years go by fast before you know it.
That is very true. Very true. So if anybody has any questions, or they just want to follow up concerning to today's discussion or anything at all, how do they go about contacting you?
Right across the street, NSA 1 Chapel, work in that building right there. And we do have stuff coming up. We're just not advertising it right now.
Okay.
But we do have things happening. And if you want a class or something, just come on over, let me know. We can get something set up. We can put it on the schedule. We're still doing stuff.
I like that. That is amazing. I want to thank you so much, because these are the kinds of discussions I'm all the way here for. And so whenever we sit down and we start speaking, I think to myself, I have no idea what we're going to talk about, but whatever it is, this is going to be good. And so it's always that way when you're here in the studio. And I want to thank you, because you've even challenged me when it comes to my level of happiness. What does that look like for me? And what is it going to take for me to get there? So I think one of the things we had talked about as well was I've had to learn, even when I was younger, it's not about what do you want to be when you grow up, but it's more of like, what are you willing to work towards? And as I get older, I say to myself, well, I think I want to be happy, because I love the way people seem when they're at their happiest. And so I think that's that where I'm at. So what that's going to look like and what it takes to get there is all on me.
Nobody wants to be around a grumpy person. So
that's it.
Don't worry. Be happy.
I love it. Don't worry. Be happy. No, great information. Again, Mr. Urban, I can't thank you enough for being here, spending some time with us, and kind of almost walking us into what that happy looks like for us. So I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And for all of our listeners out there, you know, happiness can be a little different depending on where you're at in life or just what it means to you. However, it doesn't mean that you cannot achieve it, right? So take the steps, find something to do, someone to love, and something to look forward to so that you can accomplish that same level of happiness in your life. We are now pretty much at the end of the hour. It's now 8:54, and I gotta say, this hour came and went far too quickly, but there's absolutely no reason for you to leave now, so don't touch that dial. As always, we've got your news and sports up in just a few short minutes, and we promise to meet you right back here at the bottom of that sports report. You are listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, and in case you forgot, that is the station serving you on one beautiful Wednesday morning, America's Best.